From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. We've been waiting for this. The House of Representatives passed its health care reform bill without knowing the official score that the Congressional Budget Office produces. That assessment of the GOP plan is due this afternoon. Now, you may remember that when the first version of the GOP health care law was released back in March, the CBO estimated that 24 million people would lose health insurance under that scheme. But what about the plan that's being sent now to the Senate? Marketplace's Ryan Kailoth has more.
It's possible the CBO finds fewer people losing coverage than last time.
If you want as many people as possible to be buying coverage, then one thing you have to think about is whether they can get access to the kinds of plans they want to buy.
Orrin Kass of the Manhattan Institute lays out the conservative argument. Let's bring back a pre-Obamacare option, he says.
People should be allowed to just carry catastrophic coverage.
That is, insurance that costs way less because it covers way less. The new House plan would let states drop essential health benefits. That should lower premiums, keeping more people insured. The danger is that
more people are buying something called insurance, but fewer people have real coverage.
Matt Fiedler of the Brookings Institution says it's debatable whether health insurance without essential benefits can even be called health insurance.
CBO actually has said those types of very shallow policies, it might not count as coverage.
The budget office could see in this plan a world where more people are buying insurance and where more people are functionally uninsured. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailoth for Marketplace.